places, and it being able to sit in the sun all day, enjoying the sounds of seabirds and waves, it is seriously the best.
Ah, no problem, dude. I told you my boyfriend wouldn't mind. You two seem to get along pretty well, actually, since we all started hanging out some more. He's more than happy for you to come along after all you've done for us recently.
I'm serious. Helping us out with our car after the battery gave out was huge. We would have been out there till, like, the morning at least if you hadn't have helped. You know we really appreciate it. Anyways, I'm glad you're enjoying the sea breeze like I am. It's been a beautiful morning, although I do see that your problem might be coming back again. I see that fat cock of yours bulging. Are your blue balls acting up again? I knew it, bro! I have a sixth sense for these things, even without that baby maker sticking straight out from you. Alright, well, let's get it taken care of. Drop your pants. What? Of course I'm serious. It's just a beach, and we're still early enough that there's barely anyone here. What's got you so nervous? Don't act like I haven't helped you in public before. Remember when you stuffed your cock down my throat at Target? We were in there for like half an hour while you tried to empty your balls into my mouth. Didn't you nut like twice? Dude, it was so much that it ended up spilling down my chin. You were super backed up that day, and the lady working the changing stalls was getting super pissed. Bet she didn't expect to see me stepping out with loads of jizz down my face, huh? Exactly! This is the same thing, just at a beach. So get your cock out and let's get to it! There we go. So, what's the plan today, huh? Pussy, mouth, hands, titties, huh? Yeah, bet they look amazing in this bikini. Alright, just get on top and do what you want. You could just bust on my tits or my face, as always. Wait a minute, wait. Hold on. You don't want that shit dry? Here, let me just... Okay. Hold on. Make sure you're all nice and lubed up. There we go. Alright. Have fun, bro. I'll just be enjoying the sea air. You know, I figured this would be the case. When you asked me to come along, this sickness of yours really has been tough on you, but I'm glad I could be the one helping you manage it. Yeah. Remember when you came by? Shit was insane. First, you're telling me what it was, and seeing what you had in your pants. I was intimidated, to be honest. But, yeah. Look at us now. I got this beast of a cock under control now, and you're feeling better than ever. I feel like this was the best outcome we could have had, don't you think? Exactly. Honestly, I'm just so happy that you told me about it when you did. Could you imagine how much pain you'd be in now if I hadn't have been there to help? Weeks upon weeks with no relief. Hold on. There's more spit. And all that baby batter building up in your balls? Oh, it would have been terrible. But I'm starting to kind of miss the novelty of it all. It's just all so normal now, you know? Like, I remember when you came over for my birthday, your illness started acting up, and I was trying to figure out what to do. And you had a great idea of telling everyone that you were taking me to get some more drinks for the party, and it took an hour to get back, but... Thank God we got you fully drained after you had me in a mating press in the back of your car. I swear, you wore me out that day. I looked like a mess when I got back, and my boyfriend was even worried we got into an accident or something. I've always loved how caring he is. Huh? Oh, my bad. Yeah, you must be tired from the awkward angle. Here, sit on this deck chair and I'll work my tits while I stay between your legs. Sound good? Yeah, cool. Let me just... Yeah. Perfect. Anyway. Here we go. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But yeah, I love how caring he is, but we both know he wouldn't get it. I'm just happy that you guys are friends without having to know how I take care of you. I mean, think about it. Could you imagine how he'd react if he woke up and came to the beach just to see his girlfriend milking your cock with her tits? Exactly. He'd lose it. He just wouldn't get it. But what can he do, you know? It's not your fault that this gigantic cock of yours needs to be drained daily. It's just bad luck. Besides, it must be so debilitating having me around all the time just to get that baby batter out of you. I mean, shit. Remember when you came over for dinner that one time and I had to suck you off under the table before he found out? Yeah, I was worried too, but you know I'd do anything for my bro. Honestly, I'm surprised he didn't hear how sloppy I was getting down there, especially since I was just supposed to grab a fork I dropped. I guess I'm just happy that he's oblivious like that. Although, you could have made an effort to come down my throat instead of on my face. It was a big deal. You saw how fast I had to get to the bathroom after that? I couldn't just let him see me with a load on my face. Still, thanks for covering for me. Dude, I'm getting kind of tired. You think you can use my throat till you're done? Awesome. Have at it then, dude. Just come wherever when you're done. But I just can't shake this feeling. But things are kind of boring now. I kind of miss the novelty from it all. When I first started helping you. It was cool. I didn't even know that someone could have this kind of illness. 'Cause like, really, bro? How many people you know have massive baby batter filled nuts like you? But yeah, it's all a new normal for me. Trust me, not every friendship is based on getting your baby makers drained all day. You already know I wouldn't let you use my throat like a toy if you weren't sick. Well, thank you. I appreciate you too, bro. That's why I do all these things for you. I mean, shit. Why do you think I was down to spend the night way back when you were seriously backed up? Think about it. I spent basically one whole night at your place just sucking and fucking to get every ounce of your nut milk out. I could have spent that night cuddling my boyfriend, but I really do care about your health, so of course I wouldn't hesitate to choke on your cock and get filled up for hours if it meant you would feel better. That was the first time you put me in a mating press, too. I didn't know what that was till you did it, but it really makes you come hard, so who am I to say no? I mean, fuck! You even woke me up the next morning by dragging your cock across my face, and what did I do? I opened my mouth and let you fuck it until you were relieved again. I wouldn't even let my boyfriend do that. It's just not something I'm into, but your illness is always the special exception. Oh, my bad, I was just reminiscing, bro. We can get back to it if you want. Something else? What do you mean? Like, you want to use my pussy now, or... anal? Huh. I never thought about that. My boyfriend brought it up months ago, but I turned him down. As always, though, little jackass, you are a special exception. So let's do it. Spice it up a bit, and maybe we'll get this load out before he makes it to the beach. Let's do it doggy style. Figure it would be easier for you to work it in like that.
Prep me? I got no time and no patience. We gotta empty those balls quick, bro. Your cock has enough spit on it, so let's just get into it.
I'll try to control my breathing for it all. Work it in when you can, but don't just start slamming it until you get in balls deep. I know how excited you can get.
Oh, holy shit. Oh my fucking. Oh, that's a lot. Oh my god. No, I can take it. Keep doing. I'm just staying focused. And out. And out. You having fun back there, bro? Good, but fuck, I think this might take too long. Fuck going slow. Just slam it in, alright? I'm positive I can take it. If I can't, I'll tap. I'm ready. Fuck! Shit! Oh, fuck! You're really giving it to me! I haven't seen you this into it since that time you came by to my place for some relief before my night out. Remember, my boyfriend was waiting in the living room while I took you to our bedroom so we could talk. Yeah, you remember? Dude, I swear I think I passed out from gagging on your cock. I don't remember much else besides that. And you slam fucking me into the wall. You know I had to. Oh, fuck. Set me down after a date that night. Dude. Yeah, he was asking me what was going on between us. Like I was cheating or doing something crazy behind his back. Granted, it didn't look the best when we came out of our room and there was cum on the sheets. And it looked like it didn't help that my makeup was a mess after someone decided to clean their cock off with my throat. But I calmed him down. Something about lotion, I don't know. Either way, things were alright. You were taken care of, and my boyfriend was still the best. That was such a... Oh, fuck. Oh, God, this is intense. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't talk anymore. Oh, this is a lot of cock to handle, dude. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, shit. I don't know if I can keep taking it like this. There's just so much cock in my ass. It's gonna break. Here, close. Come on then. Do it, bro. Come in my ass. I know you want to, jackass. Bust that fat load in my ass. Do it. Oh, shit. Dude, I feel my ass filling up. Fuck. Oh, you're spilling so deep. Oh, you were backed up, I can tell. I never stop being amazed by you, man. The fattest cock I've ever seen, and the fattest loads, too. What would you do without me, huh? Oh, alright, let me just clean that off for you real quick. Oh,
shit. Looks like your balls have come too. One second. There we go. Completely clean once again. Now, you think you're good for now, or do we need to do some more to take care of you? Glad to hear it, bro. You know how much I worry. Anyways, thanks for that suggestion, too. Guess you picked anal to spice it up for me, didn't you? Oh, it's just something you wanted to try? Well, like always, bro, I'm willing to do whatever it takes as long as it makes you feel your best. Now, I'll go ahead and get back to this beautiful morning and check in on my boyfriend if he doesn't text soon. I'm sure he's wondering where we are, so if he messages you first, just tell him to meet us out here. Oh, and if you need anything again, just let me know, even if he's around. I know how important it is for you to get your needs taken care of. You're the best, dude.